World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. Christina, Neymar is the story that changes the temperature of the entire World Cup conversation today. Brazil opened camp with real anxiety around his fitness ahead of the Morocco match. And that matters because when one superstar becomes a daily medical bulletin, the whole balance of a tournament shifts. The latest reporting across outlets is pointing in the same direction. There is genuine uncertainty around whether he can start at full capacity. And even when headlines get a little dramatic, the central fact is still enough on its own. Brazil may have the depth to survive a compromised Neymar, but Brazil without the threat of Neymar at full speed is not the same Brazil opponents spend the night worrying about. And for fans, this is exactly the kind of World Cup tension that pulls you in, because it mixes star power, tactics, and that uncomfortable feeling that one training ground update can reset the bracket in people's minds. Christina, what makes this bigger than one player is what it says about the modern tournament calendar. Teams arrive carrying club season mileage, soft tissue issues, and carefully managed minutes. So the World Cup is starting to feel less like a pure summit of form and more like a test of whose stars can simply hold together physically at the right moment. If Neymar is limited, Brazil's attacking shape changes, the burden on the supporting cast grows, and the conversation around Carlo Ancelotti, or at least the coaching approach being discussed in coverage, moves immediately from creativity to risk management. Morocco also becomes more than just the next opponent. It becomes the team that senses vulnerability. So this is not gossip. It is a real competitive hinge point. Christina, Canada has its own version of that problem. And honestly, it may be even more structurally damaging. Alphonso Davies being ruled out of Canada's opener is the kind of absence that hits both ends of the field at once. He gives Canada recovery speed, transition threat, emotional edge, and the sense that one explosive carry can change the tone of a game. Jesse Marsh can reorganize the system, but replacing the fear factor is another matter. When a team like Canada loses its most dynamic player right at the start, you are not just losing talent, you are losing the fastest route to upsetting a stronger side. That changes how opponents defend, how Canada escapes pressure, and how neutral fans rate their chances. Christina, there is also a wider tournament pattern here. Injuries are not hitting only one favorite, and that creates a very different opening week psychology. Instead of everybody arriving in a neat, idealized version of themselves, we are already talking about contingency plans. Coaches are being judged less on their preferred 11s and more on how quickly they can make Plan B feel convincing. For listeners who love the chess side of football, that is fascinating. For supporters, it is nerve-wracking. But it is part of why early World Cup rounds can be so revealing. You learn very quickly which squads were built for glamour and which were built for survival. Christina, on the field, the United States gave the day some real momentum with a commanding opener against Paraguay, and the scoreline matters less to me than the tone. The reports and live updates pointed to a team that looked assertive, front-footed, and emotionally ready for the tournament stage. Christian Pulisic coming off and then downplaying injury concerns became part of the story, of course, because every substitution involving a star attacker now triggers alarm. But the more important takeaway is that the U.S. did not look overwhelmed by the moment. In a World Cup hosted partly on home soil, that emotional control matters. Home tournaments can either lift a team or tighten it up. For now, this looked more like lift. Christina, and there is a fan experience angle here that I think deserves more attention in daily coverage. Because this tournament is spread across the United States, Canada, and Mexico, match day is not just 90 minutes. It is airports, border crossings, transport planning, costs, and the question of whether the event feels accessible or exhausting. Some of the latest coverage and promotional activity around host cities and fan events shows the scale of the ambition. It also hints at the challenge. A World Cup this big can feel spectacular on television while still being logistically punishing for real supporters. If organizers want the atmosphere to match the marketing, the fan journey outside the stadium has to work as smoothly as the branding inside it. Christina, that links to one of the more interesting undercurrents today. The commercialization of the World Cup experience is now impossible to separate from the football itself. Fan festivals, sponsor activations, merchandise pushes, city branding, watch parties abroad, none of that is new. But the ecosystem is getting thicker and more expensive. For some supporters, that means more ways to participate. For others, it means the tournament can start to feel packaged before it feels shared. The line between celebration and extraction is thin. And when people are already budgeting for flights, hotels, transit, and tickets, every additional layer of monetization becomes part of the story. Listeners notice this because fans are not just consuming the World Cup anymore. They are managing it like a project. Christina, another thread I keep coming back to is how quickly public mood swings around contenders once injury news appears. Brazil suddenly feels fragile. Canada suddenly feels compromised. The U.S. suddenly feels more credible because it delivered while others absorbed bad headlines. None of that means the tournament has settled into a fixed hierarchy. But it does show how opening days reward emotional steadiness. The teams that can prevent one setback from becoming a week-long identity crisis are the ones that tend to grow into tournaments. That is why the language around fitness, recovery, rotation, and squad depth is so important right now. It is not background noise. It is the tournament's first real filter. Christina, so if you are trying to read the World Cup morning clearly, here is the simplest version. The biggest story is still star fitness, because Neymar and Davies represent two different versions of the same danger. A team can have a plan, and then the body of one elite player can redraw it. The most encouraging story is the U.S. starting with conviction rather than nerves. And the most overlooked story may be the fan reality of a giant three-country World Cup, where the logistical experience will shape the emotional one. That combination, superstar uncertainty, tactical adaptation, and the pressure of delivering a true event rather than just a broadcast, makes this a much richer opening phase than a list of scores can capture. See you tomorrow.